Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. We've got Mike Monaco in the studio with us. Mike Monaco is our legal analyst for this program, attorney at law, very, very busy attorney. We kind of lost you for a couple of months as you were working on the Derrick Rose case, very famously. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
On your success there. Although apparently you can't, you have not been able to figure out how to get him to a basketball game,
right.
Or whatever.
That's your responsibility too, maybe,
yeah.
Mike. I don't know.
You might want to think
good
about
luck
that.
With that.
He might want to think about that. It seems like an appropriate thing to do if you're the, you know.
$100 million contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's doing well, though, playing when he shows up. You know, he's doing well.
When he shows up.
He shows up.
He's doing well.
Yeah, that's good. That's all that counts. All right. Okay. Now, I'm surprised by the current president, Barack Obama's, commutation of the sentence of Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning was Bradley Manning. Bradley Manning was an enlisted person working in an intelligence environment in a theater of war, used simple thumb drives to steal a bunch of information and hand it over to WikiLeaks. And this was kind of the biggest, at the time, the biggest single hack, if you will, of the, even though this was a, you know, stealing using, you know, on property by an individual. And this is not something that has been denied by Corporal Manning at the time.
No, he pled guilty.
Right. So
he said that he didn't at the time realize what the implications would be. He just wanted people to weigh in on the information, but didn't understand the security. Putting people's lives at risk.
Put his fellow soldiers at risk. Now, since going to, actually even prior to going to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, to Leavenworth, to the prison there, the military, the high security military prison there, because he's was sentenced to what, 40-something years?
35 years.
35 years in the brig, as it were. He has gone through a gender reassignment. He's going through a gender reassignment and now identifies as Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, he has gender dysphoria.
And who doesn't? And can I catch that?
You know, he's tried to commit suicide twice last year, they say.
Okay. Well, he's at Leavenworth.
Yeah, so he's had,
right.
He has had bad...
We should say she now.
Now it's she.
Now identifies.
But I don't think she's had the surgery yet. I think that's one of the...
Identifies though as a trans woman now.
Right, but that's one of the reasons the government, I think, is claiming that they giving this commutation that they will not have to perform the surgery.
But the military isn't equipped to handle the issues, and it's unclear how much that weighed in the decision to commute the sentence.
And the stuff that he gave apparently, according to the government, was less serious than the stuff Snowden turned over.
Hey, it opened the door.
Right.
Right? I mean, the level here, this is a very clear-cut circumstance. This is somebody who betrayed the United States of America while in uniform. And that's true. That is a very significant issue, and it needs to be dealt with severely.
The kind of betrayal, though, that we're talking about is leaking of documents that has never been sentenced to anything close to 35 years. Anybody who's been found guilty of that. So the 7 years that he's done is sort of consistent with what previous people have had. I think in this case, the president looked at how sick this fellow is. I mean, he's had all kinds of mental issues for the past several years.
Tried to commit suicide twice.
Right, right. And so I think that's the reason that the president's doing this.
It'd be interesting to hear a little more explainer on that, because as you said earlier, Ro, you don't think that would be enough, that reasoning to free somebody for that.
No, I mean, there are a lot of mentally unstable people in prison.
Right.
You know, and I mean, are we dealing with... I suppose, you know, the argument could be made that, well, you know, how would somebody who was a risk like this get as close to that kind of information as they did? But, you know, the Army is a big place. It's a big deal. There's a lot of personnel, and the oversight isn't, you know, this isn't a movie. Things aren't perfect. So I'm surprised by the commutation, especially, and I'll say this. For President Obama, and I know he now, I mean, perhaps this is not politics being played here, which, Boy, I'll tell you, I haven't seen that happen in a long time. But given the the larger umbrella issues here of Donald Trump, the WikiLeaks, the Hillary Clinton WikiLeaks, the Putin interplay, all of that seems to me that you would definitely want to be as strong as you possibly could on cybersecurity.
Well, the Obama administration, I believe, has prosecuted more people for leaking documents than any other administration ever. I mean, they've been very, very tough on leaks. The issue here is whether or not the 35 years was too much. And I think that's what the president thought.
And,
now,
as a defense attorney, you would argue that it was.
It's way more than any other person ever got for the same kind of violation.
All right.
Yeah, but I agree with you, though. It's tough to go so hard on exposing the DNC and Podesta emails. Those seem to pale in comparison if you're talking about military secrets or the positioning of troops overseas and, top secret documents.
Podesta was just getting snotty about Hillary. It was essentially what
DNC
he was doing.
DNC was trying to, keep Bernie in his place. But it seems what the actual context of the documents would pale in comparison to what we're making a big deal about in this election.
I'll tell you who really got screwed. That was Bernie Sanders. Maybe he's going to go with me now. That'd be good.
Didn't he?
All right. So, yeah, well, not anymore. I don't think he's with the Trumpster. Let us talk about now Rob Blagojevich, though. In the aftermath of this, what do you think the chances are? I mean, and Donald Trump, what is it? The largest single day commutation and pardon of any president in history. Even Warren G. Harding didn't do this.
He wasn't in office long enough.
Yes, that's true.
He had too many things going on inside, too.
He was too busy up in his private office writing letters.
Yeah, commutations are not the same as being pardoned. Commutation just means you reduce the sentence that the person has to serve. You do nothing to the actual offense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You would think
it'd still be a convicted felon.
So you would think that this kind of commutation for Chelsea Manning may give Blagojevich's folks some hope that in the next couple of days the president may act for Blagojevich.
But if you're a guessing man,
I'd say no. I think it just because he was just such a. Because the president was so closely aligned to the case,
It was his Senate seat
For sale. It was his Senate seat that was for sale. That's exactly right.
According to the prosecutors, and they got a conviction on that.
Oh, so it seems personal, right, in that it would be a complicated part of his legacy if he did.
That's exactly right. I think it would complicate the legacy.
So. Yeah, legacy schmegacy at this point.
Well, maybe,
Who expected
this?
14 years
today?
Is way more than anybody else got in this kind of case. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was surprising it was that much, but as you recall, he sort of... I know the judge well, and the judge sort of, I'm sure, felt that he brought it on himself, Blagojevich did, by going around the country with that press conference day after day saying how he's not guilty and he didn't do anything wrong and so forth and so on.
Yeah. All right, so you're gonna tilt toward no there.
I would say no.
Yeah. Serbians always get the short end of the stick.
That's true.
We all know. They're all talk, no action. He was just talking.
Well, that's true. What you mean to say is he didn't get any money, he didn't do anything.
I tell you, he was all talk, no action. That John Lewis guy. I don't care if his head got smashed in the bridge. I don't care. Loser.
Well, Patty Blagojevich had put a Facebook post up after the president said, some of these high-profile cases, we'll see what gets to my desk. I'm particularly been interested in low-level drug crimes that seem to be over-sentenced. She posted... He didn't say no, we're keeping up the prayers, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of hope, there. But look, a couple more days left, and he's already commuted more than any other U.S. president.
I have a feeling this might happen. Yeah,
he might do something.
I thought it was, when Anna said it earlier, I thought she was ridiculous.
Yeah, you said, no way, and then the Chelsea Manning thing broke.
Right, and now I'm thinking, wow, maybe he will.
I think it wouldn't be bad for justice's sake, if you will, or for fairness, if the president did commute Blagojevich's sentence a bit from the 14 years down.
But back on the streets again.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Because if you compare it to the cases you've seen in the federal system, you would say that it's too long of a sentence?
Too much time.
Too much time.
I remember at the time we sort of predicted that it would be high at the time.
Right.
But that's because of all the all the stuff he did.
Right, but I think we were talking. I think we were talking double digits. I think you and I were both predicting.
I said 14.
This is what we do at to entertain ourselves. Mike and I sit around and guess what sentences are going to be.
Yeah.
But I think there were people. What were they? I think his attorneys were asking for like 5 or something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I think that's what they were asking for.
Yeah, but you know, everything that went before, nobody has done what he did prior to a trial, going around the country, being on the late night.
Not yet, believe me. If God forbid, Donald Trump should find himself in this kind of legal circumstance, he would be doing the exact same thing.
Well, that's ironic, since Blagojevich was on Trump's show.
Celebrity Apprentice, but, so you already have them. They know each other.
I mean, don't you see this? I mean, that's the same style. It's the exact same style. It's like, as in the face of absolute fact that this did not happen, you go with it happened.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, it is.
But didn't Blagojevich have a lot of opportunities to go after Obama and really didn't? You know, I mean, it felt as if that was part of this story, too. So we'll see.
Two red is fair play. He is now my Secretary of Education if this broad doesn't get through.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Nice seeing you.
President-elect Trump, thank you for being here. Thank you very much, Mike Monaco.